Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gordy Windhorn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and has Bruton trapped. There's the throw to Houser who tags Bruton for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 0-for-1 in the game. Windhorn hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-1 in the game. Pfister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Boros moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Boros moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 0-for-2 in the game. Windhorn strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boros strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball towards center. Del Greco settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Del Greco. Brown moves to second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mossy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pfister hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Windhorn. Wood reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pfister covering, for the out. Wood moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. Cash moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1. And the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 3 in the game. Simulai strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 0 for 3 in the game. Windhorn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.